Abraham Lincoln and His Dog. Once there was a young farmer boy named Abraham Lincoln. His friends all called him Abe. He lived with his father, mother, and sister in a log house on a small farm. His parents were very poor, and Abe's father had to work hard to get enough food for his wife and children. One day, Mr. Lincoln said to his family, "I have sold this farm. We are going to move away." At that time, people had to go across the country on horseback or in wagons. Abraham's family started on their long journey in a covered wagon with two strong oxen to pull it. Through the woods and up and down the hills they rode. The journey was very slow, for the winter was almost over and the roads were deep with mud. There were few bridges in those days, and the oxen had to pull the heavy wagon through most of the streams. Where the ice was thick and strong, the oxen walked across the streams on it. But when the ice was thin, they broke through at almost every step. Day after day, the covered wagon went slowly on. The family thought about their new home and how glad they would be to finish their long, hard journey. Abe walked along in front of the oxen. By his side went his little dog, who seemed to like the hard journey. He ran after rabbits and squirrels and had a very good time. One day, the dog followed a rabbit off into the woods. While he was gone, the oxen pulled the wagon, with the family inside, across a stream. The thin ice broke under their feet as the heavy oxen waded across. When the Lincoln family had gone a short way, they heard a loud barking. They looked back and saw Abe's little dog on the other side of the stream. He was barking with all his might and running up and down the bank. Abe ran back and tried to coax him to walk across the thin ice, but the dog was afraid to try it. "We shall have to go on without the dog," said Abe's parents. "The roads are so muddy that we can't turn around and go back for him."
"But we can't leave him there alone," said Abe. "The wolves will get him. I'll wade across and carry him over."
Abe sat down on a stone and took off his shoes and stockings. Then he waded back through the cold water and broken ice. When the dog saw his master coming, he barked with joy. Abe picked up the frightened little animal in his arms and waded back across the stream. Soon he caught up with the slow oxen. All the rest of the journey, the little dog kept close to his master's side. He had found that Abraham Lincoln was a true friend, even to a little dog. This kind lad, Abraham Lincoln, became president of our country.